Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 8th, and the whole week ahead. Venus, your ruling planet, is squared by Saturn. Now a square is a tense, challenging aspect. And the tension and the challenges come, particularly in those areas to do with friendships and relationships on the platonic level. There's going to be no love lost between you and somebody else at this time. And if you really think something of this person, then you're going to need to bridge the gap between you both. And here's your Sunday stars. With Mercury now about to move backwards in your sign, there's a lot of thinking to be done and a lot of mulling over to go through. Because there's certain things now that you shouldn't make choices or decisions over until you've given it an amount of time and think very carefully about what you're doing. You see, Mercury retrograde gives you a second bite of the cherry, a chance to go back over things, and you should use that now for all it's worth. And here's your Monday stars. Put the Moon and Jupiter together in the sign of Libra, and you get this great outpouring of humour and laughter and fun and even frolics. It's good, for instance, if you're pursuing a new job, if you're looking for employment. You see, it's going to be your demeanour that will really sell yourself to others. And if you've got a great sense of humour, then let it flow. Let it flow. And here's your Tuesday stars. With the full moon in Libra, this is an important couple of weeks when it comes to your health. If you've been suffering with whatever, I mean, it's going to be different things to different Taurians, isn't it? But the important thing is not to let things lie. If you have been worried about a health issue, or maybe not yours, somebody who you love, or who means a lot to you, then the next 2 weeks is the perfect time to get things medically sorted. Here's your Wednesday stars. Moon opposes Mercury, and we know that Mercury is moving backwards in your sign. So you need to go over an emotional matter, something which you thought you had seen the back of, but actually you really haven't. And so as far as you and somebody else is concerned, you do need to come to a new understanding. Don't rush into this. Don't think that you can solve a dilemma or a problem just like that. It bears talking about, and you need to do some thinking. And here's your Thursday stars. Relationships are pretty good under Neptune and Pluto. Neptune gives romance, and it's full of fantasy, and Pluto is very powerfully potent when it comes to the sexual side. So if you put the two together, then you get a very sexy, romantic time. That's not bad at all. I just hope you've got someone to share it with. If not, then it's time to go out looking. And here's your Friday stars. The Moon is going to oppose Mars in your sign, and the excellent aspect to Venus gives us more loving. It's interesting how the end of your week is full of passion and desire, and that's precisely what these stars are all about. And as I said yesterday, if you've got someone you're sharing your life with, this is certainly a renewal of vows or the feeling of warmth and tenderness between you. But it also means this is a great time to find someone to love. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.